Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 23 after the hour. That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Travis Brown. Travis H. Brown is the author of How Money Walks, How $2 Trillion Move Between the States and Why It Matters. And he's the co-founder of Pelopidas, LLC, which is a public affairs and advocacy firm. The president of Let Voters Decide. Tell us what that means, Let Voters Decide. Travis, thanks again for hanging out with us.
You bet, you bet. Let Voters Decide is a group in my home state of Missouri that votes and advocates for ballot rights and letting small businesses have a say, a greater say, particularly in the areas of tax reform.
Right, good. Well, keep up the good work. Let me know what I can do to help you. We probably need to get you back on the show just to talk about that sometime.
That's, you bet.
That's something, what you just said is something I feel very strongly about, as you can imagine. So, okay, we're talking about how money migrates, how money's migrating, income, wealth, and an interesting thing about this is that some states have had money to leave and then it came back. But what you're saying is the money that's leaving now, the money that's moving from California to Texas, from New York to California to Florida, from Michigan to Tampa, for example, or wherever, it's not coming back, is it?
Well, typically it doesn't, because you've got the most precious mobile resource that you have is your disposable income. It's the source of not only your consumption and spending patterns, but also your savings and all your investments and how you survive. So once folks realize that they can save more, keep more in a state like Tennessee versus a state like Kentucky, don't be surprised if more people become associated permanently with a city like Nashville and less like Frankfort, Kentucky.
Yeah, beautiful part of the world. So what does this mean in the macro sense for America? What does this mean? Is this a shifting of the balance of power from the two coasts to the more central part of the country, to heartland America? There are political implications for this. I mean, look at what's happening in North Carolina. Is becoming a blue state. Colorado, formerly a solid red state, now a blue state. God help us if Texas becomes a blue state. I don't even want to know what that looks like. But what do you think? There are implications, aren't there?
Well, certainly, governors around this year have probably been involved in a record number of state tax reforms, because everyone knows that they need a vibrant job base and a better economy. And everybody's competing for that position. And I think that's exactly what our founding fathers wanted with the laboratories of democracy, that we have 50 states competing out there to get the best ideas, adopting what is working, and losing what is not. So the evidence is pretty strong, not only on just taxpayer mobility through this migration analysis of how money walks, but a number of other trends, even in state and local receipts of revenue, are higher where you have growth. So governors like Sam Brown back in Kansas, governors like Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, the governor of North Carolina as well, all have reforms in place, or in some cases have already zeroed out the personal income, like Governor Brown back in Kansas.
But it's not just income. I mean, and these policies are symbiotic in the way that they contribute to growth and feed each other. But it's also the right to work movements that are going on. I mean, those are all. I guess what I'm saying is maybe the money is the big stimulator. But there are multiple elements of this, aren't there? It's the right to work with property taxes. I've got friends who just moved, lifelong New Yorkers, just moved to Florida, and I believe it's property taxes drove them out more than anything.
Sure. Well, we're not saying that income tax factors are the only factors, but you're exactly right. There can be a lot of contributions and reasons, and it depends greatly on your industry, your segment, but if you're talking to small businesses and you're an advocate for small business, the beautiful thing about flattening and simplifying your state tax code is that you can impact 100% of small businesses, the people that are responsible
for
two-thirds of our job growth. And that doesn't happen as often in past decades. I think you're seeing a trend emerge with the states, because in the economic times we're all in, everybody could use any kind of advantage that puts more money in their business's pocket.
Are you seeing the states becoming the new resurrecting incubators for free market principles in America, whereas Washington has gone completely Eurozone in their policies towards social policies? Do you see the states resurrecting this for America?
Well, it's certainly true that they've been a little bit more vibrant and agile in terms of looking at reforms and inspiring some of the changes that we'd all like to see in Washington, D.C. I don't think anyone can give up on D.C. It's too important, and everyone.
No, but I mean, D.C. eventually, if we can keep the states incubating these ideas that have been tried and true, we can migrate that back to Washington. And what do you think about that? You see that?
That's exactly right. That's been the pattern of big changes for the last 200 years.
The book is called How Money Works. Folks, this is a fascinating book. There are QR codes all in through. There's an application, by the way. Give us the website quickly, Travis.
It's www.howmoneywalks.com.
Check out the application, the phone app for your smartphone. Travis, come back soon. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.